CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Federal workers angry, confused, and on edge.
It felt like we were going into a prison every day, just doing our death march, waiting for the hammer to drop.
Robert McCabe is a Trump voter who felt the hammer when he was fired at the IRS. Elon Musk is again vowing to fire federal workers who don't respond to his call for accountability, as we hear from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
The Office of Personnel Management told these secretaries, look, it's voluntary, it's up to you, it's up to your people to decide. But Musk issued a new threat last night where he said, basically, it's round two. If you don't reply this time, we will consider this your resignation. So a lot of confusion that we're seeking clarity on from the White House today.
Nearly 40% of the federal contracts the Trump administration claims to have canceled as part of its cost cutting are not expected to save the government any money, according to new federal data. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Torian Small has more on the headwinds that face a Republican budget proposal, which could be voted on this week.
In the past couple of hours, Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, already announced that they won't be supporting this bill because they think it isn't effective enough in some of the more deep spending cuts that they want to see.
One state could soon up the ante in the bid to boost deportations.
The Arizona legislature is set to vote on a bill that would pay police $2,500 for every arrest leading to the deportation of an illegal immigrant. It's called the Bounty Bill, and it's expected to pass through the state's Republican-controlled House and Senate. Arizona Senator T.J. Shope says it falls on the governor, Katie Hobbs.
This legislature is going to send some bills to the governor's desk that will test whether or not she's actually telling the truth about wanting to be tougher on illegal immigration.
Jen Clark, CBS News, Tucson.
Overseas, Rome correspondent Seth Doan has the latest hospital information on Pope Francis.
We know that he slept well last night. We heard from Vatican sources earlier in the day that he was able to get up out of bed, that he's able to eat on his own. So it's little bits and pieces that we're hearing, but yes, encouraging.
The FAA is investigating what happened on a Delta flight that had just left Atlanta when smoke filtered into the cabin. This passenger described the reaction from others.
Smoke, fire, kept saying it. We were still climbing up and it was getting worse, and the flight attendants came on and told us, you know, breathe through your jackets or your shirts.
The flight returned to Atlanta. No one was injured. A private report finds consumer confidence dropped sharply this month, posting the biggest decline in 4 years. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 48 points. The S&P is down 53. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A fire at the Denny's in Mount Pleasant was likely caused by a malfunctioning light fixture. There were no injuries, but the restaurant did close temporarily. They had to shut down early yesterday. A 71-year-old Pleasant Prairie man faces felony charges for allegedly keying a Tesla in a Costco parking lot. It was captured by the car's surveillance system. Police say James M. Jefferson was identified using that car surveillance footage. His bond was set at $1,000. The trial of Robert Crimo III has started in Waukegan. He's accused of killing 7 and injuring 48 during the 2022 Fourth of July parade in Highland Park. He faces over 100 charges in Lake County, including 21 counts of first-degree murder. Storm spotter sessions have been planned for April in Racine County. They'll be held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant April 17th. There's more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And several Racine County swimmers have reached the podium at state. You can read all about the outstanding local athletes at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Abner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise franchise history, has not only been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did you study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt chilling, sitting. I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be in city all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
Marijuana, and what's a riverboat got to do with it? I don't get it. Local news, timeless hits, and mysteries on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on.
Rolling on a river, between the lines.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Big deals available to you. You can save a lot of money on everything from merchandise to service items, local food. Just check out the big deals at the top of our page. Go to WRJN.com, click where it says big deals, and start shopping. WRJN.com.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Let me be your love and take me back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN and Elvis. We'll be back at 1:45-ish for the next Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It's Oscar Week with the Nuggets. And we couldn't very well do Oscar Week without playing an Elvis Presley tune from one of his movies. Now, could we? Out on tour again. They're still out on tour. Listen for details on that on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits. Stuart J. Waddles here and now with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Jury selection started in Waukegan yesterday in the trial for Robert Crimo III. He's accused of opening fire from a rooftop during the 2022 4th of July parade in Highland Park. He's charged with killing 7 and wounding 48. There's over 100 charges, including 21 counts of first-degree murder. Here's one way to keep an older kid busy this summer. Applications are now open for the Racine County Summer Youth Employment Program. It offers teens aged 15 to 18 the opportunity to earn $12 an hour in various roles across the county. The program runs from June to August and includes job skills training, mentorship, and financial education. Kids eligible must reside in Racine County. You can read more about the effort at racinecountyi.com. There's a follow-up to that video being shared locally of someone trying to ID a car keying suspect. A 71-year-old man from Pleasant Prairie faces felony charges after allegedly keying a Tesla at a Costco recently. The act was recorded by the car's built-in surveillance system. A car's owner put the video on social media to find the suspect. That person is allegedly James M. Jefferson, who was identified by using the car's cameras plus those at Costco. Bond was set at $1,000 for Jefferson. The Racine Fire Department has started a joint recruit academy with neighboring departments. The program includes recruits from Racine, Caledonia, and the South Shore departments and focuses on firefighting skills and real-world experiences. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still unseasonably warm today with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Got rain rolling in overnight tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and it could be mixed with a little bit of snowfall. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with highs returning to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Spinners on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum underway. It's almost warm enough, 45 degrees, that you can drive around with the windows down. Almost. Especially if you've got one of these. Springfield. Time now for one of the all-time great guitar riffs from the Beatles on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her.
she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the whole world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Mm. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and the story of a man named John. On Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story in minutes.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
WRJN.
Changes. Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Elon Musk has renewed his vow to fire federal workers who ignore his email demanding a show of what they do. CBS's Allison Keyes says some of the people tasked to Musk are revolting.
21 staffers at Doge wrote a joint resignation letter saying they swore to serve the American people and uphold their oath to the Constitution across presidential administrations. But they say it is clear that they can no longer honor those commitments. The former staffers also warned that many enlisted by Trump advisor Musk are political ideologues who don't have the necessary skills or experience for the job ahead of them.
Pushback to the ouster of federal workers has reached local town halls. Missouri Republican Mark Alford faced a crowd and insisted, quote, God has a plan for those who lost their jobs.
Elon Musk has contracts with the federal government. But he is also, I think, doing an effective job.
The margin for success is slim, and some House Republicans have suggested they would vote against a GOP budget proposal that Speaker Mike Johnson vows to bring up for a vote today.
There's always more work to do right up to the end for a big vote like this, and this is a big one. We're very, very close.
Apple shareholders today turned back an attempt to eliminate corporate diversity programs at the company. Overseas, the Vatican says Pope Francis had some meetings in his hospital room as doctors report some improvement in his condition. CBS's Seth Doan.
Today, they started the process of toward beatification, toward sainthood of I believe about five different people. So the church is trying to show Francis may be in the hospital, but we're still at work.
Francis is still in critical condition with double pneumonia. Well, for the 10th time, a Blue Origin rocket has taken tourists into space. Pilot and entrepreneur Elaine Hyde was one of six people on today's successful flights.
I thought I knew what home was. But when I was floating up there, and you see it right there, it's like you're home, and you get this new definition of what that means.
A private report finds consumer confidence dropped sharply this month, posting the biggest decline in 4 years. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Consumers aren't feeling great about where the economy is going. Particularly, I was reading through the release. They think inflation is going to be 6%. We're at 3% right now, 6% in a year.
A Missouri woman charged with trying to defraud Elvis Presley's family by allegedly moving to auction off Graceland has changed her plea to guilty. Wall Street, the Dow is down 23 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A fire at the Denny's in Mount Pleasant was likely caused by